tell them if you but knew the things of peace. But no, Jerusalem, they're hid from you in disbelief. Open your eyes, haven't you realized it's almost time? The armies come, lay siege to you. Your lofty walls surround. No place to run, too late for you. On God to call. Open your eyes, hear my cry. Realize it's almost time. It's almost time. It's almost time.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on this Friday in Lent. The music you just heard comes from a musical called Tetelestai. It is finished. One of the last words of Jesus on the cross. It was a long journey to the cross. And our scriptures continually refer to Jesus setting his face towards Jerusalem. He needs to go to Jerusalem to finish his work of redemption and salvation on the cross. On Jesus' way to Jerusalem, the more he teaches and the more he heals, especially on the Sabbath, the more indignant the religious leaders get. They go from trying to trick him to plotting his death. In this context, Jesus shares these words that we will hear this Sunday. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you would not. You were not willing. There is, in those words, like in that song, a painful yearning by Jesus to end this battle he didn't start with the religious leaders and those who seemed to push him away. They are smug, self-righteous, and afraid of his popularity. In the Chosen series, one of the many blessings is that Jesus is so real. He's never afraid to confront, but he never wants to lose anyone. He says in the Chosen that there are times that he needs to stir it up and makes a remark to get used to different. One day his disciples were bragging about the majesty of the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus stirs them up just a bit when he says that that very temple, that building, will be coming down to the ground. And sure enough, his prophetic word came to fruition 37 years later in 70 AD. When the walls came tumbling down by the warfare inflicted by Rome. And Jesus also said that not one stone would be left unturned. And sure enough, even that was fulfilled. As the burning gold from the temple rolled down the hill and formed ingots of gold between the rocks and the crevices. And Roman soldiers feverishly turned over each rock to find a small fortune. The people of Israel had lost their temple to worship in, and they had to figure out what truly mattered. Just like we did during the pandemic, had to find our way through not having much that we were so used to do, as Jesus said, to worship in spirit and truth. Lord, we thank you for setting your face towards Jerusalem, for doing that for me and for all people. I'm sorry it was such a hard journey, that you met with so much resistance. Lord, I pray that I never give you that kind of resistance to the entrance of my heart, that I never have trappings that I assume are absolutely necessary for coming to you. Please clear out all of the edifices, all the walls. Keep my heart always open to you. Make me always willing to come to you, knowing that as the father to the prodigal son, you are always willing to welcome me home with open arms of love. And that is truly all I need to know. Amen.